some of the greatest leaders in the company, and it really is my honor. He's held this call, created this call, held it together with his energy, with his focus, and his inspiration for over 7 years. It's really my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Udonna. It's so wonderful to be here. Magnificent, miraculous Monday to each of you on the call, and we're so grateful you've joined our community of like-minded individuals who are all striving to become disciplines of the law, of universal law. And I'm so grateful because Mondays, one of my best friends, someone who I've learned so much from, I've watched him, I've worked with him, I've helped him, he's helped me, we teach each other, we learn from each other. And it's such a beautiful, you know, the friendships I have found in this company are so precious and near and dear to me, and I'm just so humbled by what's happening all around, and so many exciting things. Before I bring him on, I do want to give a huge shout out, and we'll do this again on Wednesday, but you know, Rhonda Collier made 6-star Golden Circle last night. I mean, she was probably knocking on the door making 7-star, but I mean, she just crushed a 6-star, and it's so fun, exciting that she did that, and her team's on fire. Carlita made 3-star, and there's just so many. I mean, no, I think she even went on to 4-star last night. I mean, it was crazy what was happening, and so, you know, there's just miracles happening everywhere, and I think they're always there when we're ready to just open up to them, and then we become aware of them. So with that, I'd like to bring on this mechanic guy that became a multimillionaire and has just this phenomenal podcast now with live streaming. I'm so excited about it all. And I'd like to bring on Mr. Dave MacArthur himself. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Lenny. Good morning, everyone. Woo-hoo! Congratulations, yeah. Rhonda. I saw that on Facebook. Big shout out
Pretty
for
cool.
Rhonda. That's awesome. Yeah. And also Raphael, Capitan.
Talk to us about Raphael.
Yeah, Freedom Day on Friday is last day at work. It was so awesome to be a part of that. Oh, man, we picked him up in the Freedom Bus, a limo. Like, Lenny, you picked me up. You pulled the limo right into the service drive at the dealership where I worked. And I come out, and there's the limo, you know, and there you were to greet me. And so we were able to do that and keeping in tradition right here in St. George. We're able to park outside Raphael's work. And his wife was in cahoots with us. She said, I need the car, you know, and I'll come pick you up. And so we come there. He did not even have a clue. He's pushing out his chair that he purchased for his cubicle with all of his stuff in his box. And it happened to be an Isagenix box. And he's wearing his Share the Shot T-shirt on his last day at work. Oh, it was so awesome. And just what that means, I mean, I think back to when I had my Freedom Day, and we posted some pictures on Facebook, and there were some comments, and one of them was, I remember my Freedom Day, you know, and they put the date down of when it was their last day at a job. So congratulations to Raphael. And then, so we drove around, and Lenny, one of our favorite places to eat is Cafe Rio here in St. George. And so we went to Cafe Rio, had a big meal. And then we drove the car up to the top of the airport road that looks over the entire city and just kind of...
Oh, my gosh, the same route we took.
Yeah, exactly the same. So, and I shared some of the things that with Raphael that you shared with me and just really breathe it in and look at, you know, so many people out there. You see all of the business in all of St. George, all the businesses out there and people that are doing things that they don't want to be doing and forced to do them and paying bills and behind on those bills and... contemplate, you know, thinking about those people and being able to reach those that are looking for their Freedom Day. So it was just so awesome. Oh, my gosh. And then we drove him back, had the limo take him back to their home, and then he brings his kids out. He says, we got to take a picture of the kids, 5 kids, little kids, brings them out. Him and his wife are standing in front of the Freedom Bus, the limo, and we snapped some pictures with him and his family in front of that. And then his kids had made a poster, Freedom Day, and had, you know, little different sayings on it. And he posted that on Facebook as well. So I'm sure many of you saw that. And anyways, what a great day, right? Lenny, I'm just listening to you, Donna, open up the call this morning, and both of you, you and I, and grew up in Southern California. It's so much fun. I mean, our drive to work today was just what happened on the opening of this call. That was our drive to work today. That's so much better than an hour on the 405 freeway driving into L.A., which is what I used to do. Just the lifestyle and this new era that we're in. You know, Lenny, maybe just for a second here, share with us a little bit of your background of what you did for a job, you know, your J-O-B and the stress that that created, and this new era, you know, the comparison and the contrast between the two.
I had no idea, Dave, it was available. You know, I would get stuck on these Southern California freeways, and I was forced to drive in the traffic. And there was no other way, because I had to go help, you know, different restaurants, you know, and everybody was stressed out. So you were stressed in the car getting to the appointment, and then people weren't making enough money in their restaurants, so the meeting was stressful. And then you had to get back in the car to go get stuck in traffic to go do another meeting where people were – everything was stressful. And it was just always like that. I just thought that was the way. And then the way I would calm down is I would crank talk radio where people are yelling at each other. I haven't thought about this in a while, because, you know, this morning I got up and went on a little bike ride down by the beach, and now, you know, I'm here. But the cool thing about living down here during the day, like, everyone's gone. They're all at work. It's, like, really quiet. And there's so many people that are searching for this thing. And I found Isagenics, Dave, you know, just a little before you, but I was able to go ahead after about a year of working about an hour a day, replace that income and make this huge decision to have my own Freedom Day. And I just think that it's there. Our job is to help wake people up to it and say, you know what, there is a way, there's a better way, and you deserve that way. So when you're ready, man, here it is, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, as you were talking about that, I was just thinking about going to the gym this morning. Well, first of all, my kids wake up, they started school here, and I get to see them off to school without having to be in a hurry myself to get to where I need to be to clock in so I don't get fired, right? And so I'm able to enjoy time with them, talk with them a little bit. And then I went to the gym, and there was two other people in the gym. When I got there, it's like I have my own personal professional gym, you know, and I do that on purpose. I go when everybody else is, you know, not there. It's really nice. I have to wait for machines. But, you know, it comes down to, like you said, you weren't aware of it. Most people aren't aware of this new era that we're in. I mean, what you just talked about and what I used to go through and what Raphael just gave up is, you know, that's the traditional way of thinking for people. And Paul Zane Pilzer says, that's the dinosaur way of doing things. And who was it I was reading the other day? It might have been Robert Kiyosaki, or maybe even Paul Pilzer, saying that when you follow that dinosaur way of doing things, you never get to actualize your life, your reason for being born, because you're too tied down, you're too stressed, you don't have enough time, you're too tired, you know, you don't have enough of the unrestricted free use of things, because we're so tied down to this dinosaur business model that really keeps us, you know, like a ball and chain, and it limits us. And so it's in letting go and cutting that chain off is really what we have, because we institute the principles of freedom. Getting people on the right side of the cash flow quadrant, getting them out of the rat race that Robert Kiyosaki talks about. And typically it was only the wealthy who got wealthier who were able to get out of the rat race. But that's no longer the case, and what a great message to be able to share with people who don't know. And so we want to institute these principles of going from a linear or a horizontal income from when you start your career to when you finish it. Like for 15 years I mechanicked, I just had this horizontal, you know, income. It basically stayed the same from when I started to when I quit my job and I fired my job, my boss. It basically stayed the same. It went up and down a little bit, and I was probably making a little bit less than when I did when I lived in a bigger city and there was more work to go around among the mechanics. So, and then the moment I stopped was the moment that I stopped getting paid. So there was this limit on me going out and really doing what I wanted to do, because if I went out and spent more time on what I wanted to do, I stopped getting paid in that old dinosaur business model. But if you look at the income and the principles that are instituted in this integrated network marketing internet business model, which most people are not familiar with, they're familiar with the corporate business model, not the integrated network marketing internet business model, it institutes principles. And the vehicle you're in this business model makes a big deal. There's a big difference between the vehicles within the industry, and we just happen to be leading the way by a long shot. There's nobody that even comes close. And so my income has gone up and surpassed anything I ever made in 13 months. And then now, 10 times over what I used to make, more than that. So how did it do that? Well, it instituted these principles that create that freedom in our lives, what the wealthy people do to get on the right side of the quadrant, which only 5% of the people in this country ever get on. So we're changing that. We're changing that dramatically, and it's just an incredible thing to be a part of and to teach. And the live streams, Lenny, that I've been doing and being able to show people and use this new technology, we're approaching now about 2,500 views. Since I started doing the live streams, 2,500 views, and people are getting it. It's like Dolores on the last one. She's like, oh, I'm totally getting it now in the chat box. So I would strongly encourage people who haven't had a sleepless night yet, who want to know more about the principles, because the more you know about them, the more you can start implementing them, to get on these live streams. I'm doing one right after this call. You know, it's going to be in 15 minutes. So
Will you take just a second and explain how to get on? Because I'm going to be on. I've watched two of them so far, and they're mind-blowingly awesome. How do you get on?
So you go to livestream.com, livestream.com, LiveStream, livestream.com. And then when you get there, typically when you land on the page, whether it's a mobile device or your laptop or your desktop, it's going to ask you if you want to watch or if you want to broadcast. Well, you want to watch. So you click on watch, and then you're going to see at the very top, it's very faint. I don't know why it's so faint. You would think that they would want you to know and see very clearly where to search for somebody, but it's at the very top with a magnifying glass by it, which we're all familiar with, but it's faint, very top middle. Type in Dave MacArthur. So Dave and then space, MacArthur, MacArthur. And it'll pop up other people as well. I'm about the fourth one down. Why it pops up other people, I don't know, because their name is nothing like my name. But it pops them up before me, about three of them. You'll see me wearing my blue sport coat. And then just click on me. If you're on a mobile device, it's very tricky because you can't click out of those pictures to scroll down. If you click off of them, they disappear, and you're going to be like, where's Dave? So it's kind of tricky on a mobile device. But you want to scroll down very carefully, touching those pictures that are already on your screen. Scroll them up, and then you'll see me about the third or fourth down. Once you click on that, you're going to see the live event. If you go on there right now, it's going to say it's starting in 15 minutes. And then you'll see me turn on the camera. All of a sudden, there I am. And then there's archived events. So we're on generating wealth, getting to the right side of the quadrant. We're on the fourth video segment. So this is like a training course that institutes the laws, you know, of success and the Mechanic to Millionaire stuff combined with this vehicle of Isagenics, and it's really powerful. So that's how they would get on and watch in live mode if they want to watch right now. And then those are immediately recorded and put up on the livestream.com website in archived immediately following the show. Mm. Now, Austin has put together an incredible website called m2mlive.info. It's M, the number 2, mlive.info. We're editing those. They're not quite edited yet. He's going to put some entrances and exits on the videos. They're in format there. They're in category. And they're already there in category. He's traveling back from Florida. He's going to finish that up to where the videos are all edited. But right now, you can go there as well and see the recorded ones. And he did a great job on that website. Thank you, Austin. So that's pretty much it, Lenny, and I've got to pretty much start getting ready and set up for it. But
well, I'm going to jump on there, Dave. There's not really a more important message in today's world than what you're teaching, you know. And it's just a shift. You know, I keep thinking about these words, the freedom conspiracy. There's some kind of like this conspiracy, an old program, an old paradigm, where it's holding us back from being free. But if you look at the word conspiracy, it means con espíritu, which means to breathe with someone. So we are breathing brilliance into each other. We're breathing freedom, like, together. And this new age, this new era, and you're leading the way with these live streams, Dave, and please keep a spot open for me. I'm going to come to St. George and rock some of these with you. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to get you here, Lenny, and definitely, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
well, I love watching you there and touching your screen, and I'm like, what the is going on here? So,
yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, and the time has arrived, you know, really to help people get past what's stopping them, because a lot of people, you know, me and Carrie were talking about this the other day, and I only have a second here, but, you know, once you start teaching people, and you start presenting the message, you know, opening them up or, you know, introducing, maybe it's a cold mm-hmm. call or whatever, and you run into somebody. We start sharing with them, and they start immediately coming up with the limiting beliefs in themselves. Like, oh, that's not for me. It's for Dave. You know, Dave's the one that knows how to talk to people, and he's the one that knows how to close them and sell them. I just don't know how to do that. Or network marketing is not my way. If they say that, they don't understand what network marketing is, because you can make network marketing any way you want. I remember calling Mac and saying, hey, I want to start approaching people like this. He said, Dave, that's the beautiful thing about network marketing and Isagenix. We let you do it any way you want. So how could it not be your way, you know? You know, people just come up with limiting excuses. We're going to talk about those today, and we're going to get into the actual fundamentals of the compensation plan, but with the principles behind them. I'm excited about today's show. So anyway, Lenny, thank you so much for your support and your continued relentless persistence in helping to speak greatness into people and making it possible for it to get to people.
Ah, thank you, brother. Thank you. Go get ready. I'm gonna close out here.
Okay,
and
I will.
We'll be on there, okay?
All right, thanks, bro.
All right, bro. Hey, guys, I just want to really thank Dave. I mean, Dave MacArthur is literally like the modern day, you know, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, you name it. It's great. And he's providing this for free. And it's just a shift. Shift happens. You know, it's funny. I always said, I wrote in my first book, I wrote that in life, change is inevitable. But in Isagenix, change is essential. We must let go of those programs and beliefs that no longer serve us, because they don't belong in us anymore. They're just some old programs that we got from our parents and grandparents, and they belong out of us. So the great law of cleansing and replenishing, let's cleanse out the stinking thinking and replenish our minds and our hearts and our souls with the truth, because the truth will set you free. This is truth. So I'm so excited to see all of you at Celebration this weekend. I can't even stand it. And I've got like 11 people going that weren't even planning on it last week. I mean, that's how exciting this is getting. So with that, my dear friends, let's go ahead and take a big breath together on 3, 1, 2, 3, breathe in freedom. Breathe out truth. It's your truth to become free so you can serve and help more people. Let's unmute and get on Dave's live stream if we can. If not, then say this mantra: I have the courage to make the call, because one call can change it all. That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, here we go. We are live. 1, 2, 3.
Thanks, Dave.
My day.